Just looking at the basic numbers, the U.S. economy remains strong, although the pandemic keeps slowing it down.
We're going to get a check on its progress today when the Commerce Department reports on economic growth for the fourth quarter and all of last year. We'll also get a sense of the economic momentum heading into the new year as the Federal Reserve tries to regain control over all these rapidly rising prices that we're seeing.
And, of course, the experts try to prognosticate what the numbers will show. So what are the forecasts?
Well, the top line number is expected to show solid growth for the fourth quarter. But, you know, Steve, that growth was not consistent. If you think back, for example, employers hired three times as many people in October as they did in December. Chief Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says that's just one illustration of how the economy has been moving in fits and starts.
Q4 started with a bang and ended with a whimper. October was a fantastic month for the economy, consumer spending, investment, everything was kind of firing on all cylinders. And then by December, of course, Omicron came on the scene quickly and did a lot of damage.
And that damage has continued into the early weeks of the new year. Zandi, like some other forecasters, thinks we could see a net loss of jobs for January, although the coming months could be better as the Omicron wave recedes.
How does 2022 look now that we're in it?
Forecasters expect this to be another year of above-average economic growth, although not as strong as we saw in 2021. You know, last year, the economy actually grew at the fastest pace since Ronald Reagan was president. Admittedly, it might not have felt like it because the recovery was so uneven. Zandi highlights the economy is still tethered to the pandemic.
When we're suffering a wave of the virus, the economy struggles. People get sick, can't go to work, supply chains get disrupted. And then when the wave passes through and we get back to work, the economy revs right back up. You know, it's just quite amazing that despite the pandemic, we were able to enjoy such very strong growth last year.
It does seem as if each new wave of the pandemic does somewhat less damage to the economy than the one that came before. But, of course, we still face additional challenges, not the least of which is high inflation.
Which the Federal Reserve is charged with containing, and they do plan to start raising interest rates soon, they say. What are they thinking?
Yeah, the Fed telegraphed yesterday that it's likely to start raising interest rates at its next meeting in March. Prices have been climbing fast, as anyone knows who's been to the grocery store or the gas station lately. And while the Fed initially thought inflation would settle down on its own as the kinks in the supply chain get worked out, that's just taking a lot longer than officials had expected. At the same time, the unemployment rate has dropped pretty sharply, so Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy doesn't need the kind of life support that the central bank's been offering throughout the pandemic. He and his colleagues expect to start raising interest rates pretty rapidly.
We have our eyes on the risks, particularly around the world. We do expect some softening in the economy from Omicron, but we think that that should be temporary, and we think that the underlying strength of the economy should show through fairly quickly after that.
Powell acknowledges, though, this is just a very unusual, unpredictable economy, and so he and his colleagues are going to have to be nimble and ready to shift gears as the roller coaster recovery unfolds.